biblical field is a famous article by a man by the name of Albrecht Alt. This article is probably about 1930 or so, called Der Gott der Väter, the God of the Fathers. And he meditates on the revolution in the human race because of the Jews, starting with Abraham. In a world where nobody's mind was clear, oh, they worshipped forces, they cultivated forces, they told stories about different, you know, mostly demonic. But they were trying. A lot of them were trying. And comes this one man. There is only one true God. And he lived that. And we live by that same faith. We are children of Abraham. We need revelation as God gave it to Abraham. Jesus Christ is the eternal, infinite Son of God. And now we know that within the one true God, there is a plurality of persons who are in love with each other, who rejoice in each other with a joy that is unimaginable from all eternity to all eternity. And as we move now toward Holy Week, you see how the church is trying to raise our hearts and minds, you know, to know who Jesus is. And so we have this beautiful story here about Abraham. Now, we're in chapter 8 of John's Gospel, which is a chapter full of conflict with the Jews. This is the last part of it. Now listen to what Jesus says. Whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Now we have to ponder that, right? Because physically, we're going to die unless we happen to be in the generation of the one Jesus is coming back. According to Paul in Thessalonians, that generation will be taken up to heaven, but they won't die. You say, lucky. Yeah, they're lucky, all right? But it could be 3,000 years from now. We don't know. Whoever keeps my word will never see death. See, what is death? Death is separation from God, isn't it? God is life. This is a solemn promise. What I'm trying to talk about, I guess, who is this Jesus who's talking here? He's God. Within this abundant life of the infinite God, he is the Son of God. And he's saying this, we just heard him say it. Whenever the gospel is preached, Vatican II says, it is still Christ himself, proclaiming his gospel. So the Lord Jesus Christ just told every one of us, Jesus himself, through this word, whoever keeps my word will never see death, will never be separated from God. Yeah. He will die bodily, but I will raise him up again, even bodily. And so, the Jews, maybe purposely, you know, they have this great spiritual tradition. What could he mean by death here? But they don't. They say right away, now we're sure you're possessed. Abraham died, the prophets died. So what are you saying? Anybody who keeps my word will never taste death. And then comes the challenge. Are you greater than our father Abraham? We have no idea of the greatness of this man. All monotheism comes from his faith. He was able to form a people, a family, a clan. And from that comes the monotheists of the world today. The Jews and the Christians and maybe the Muslims. Okay. Who do you make yourself out to be? If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. He can't be much clearer, can he? I am the living Son of the one you worship. You see how we're getting close to Passion Week? And so how we should behave as Christians, so many other issues are falling aside, and we're looking at this one. Who is this who died? And what happened when he died? You see? So, you say he is our God. He's my Father. The one who Abraham worshipped. He's my Father from all eternity. Abraham didn't know that he was worshipping us. Okay. You do not know him, this God. I know him. If I say I do not know him, I'd be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. That could take your breath away, couldn't it? This incredible, infinite return of love to the Father in this humanity. Always in that same movement of love. I keep his word, every word, because that's who I am. You see? Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. This reflects a whole Jewish tradition. That at certain moments in Abraham's life, like the covenant in chapter 15 of Genesis, when you remember everything was dark and Abraham had divided these animals. This is a covenant, huh? You see, in Hebrew, to make a covenant means to cut a covenant. And this is one way. You take an animal, you cut it in half, and both walk through saying, may this happen to me if I break this covenant. And God, so humble, so much in love with us, to convince us, says, get the animals, a cow, a pig, a duck, or whatever. Put them all down there. And then a tadema fell on Abraham, remember? And God passed through all those animals saying, may this happen to me if I'm not faithful to the promise I made to you, Abraham. That's one of the places where Abraham had a vision of what was coming. Another in the tradition is the sacrifice of Isaac in the Targum, the Aramaic translation. So they know this tradition. Abraham rejoiced to see the fulfillment of God's plan. He saw it through all generations. He was a mystic. And what a mystic. I mean, like, he formed enough people to live a monotheistic world when nobody else was doing it. And so, he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you're not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham. And now he tries to help them. Jesus said, amen, amen. I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. They got it. So they picked up stones to throw at him. Why didn't they worship him? Well, because it's a challenge, right? We either yield to that work of the Holy Spirit in us, which brings us to worship Jesus, or we kill him. So he went out of the temple area. You see how we're getting to the issue. We are so sunk in sin that if Jesus hadn't died for us, we'd all have nothing but darkness to look forward to. And he's telling us who he is. Well, we've heard the words. Now, how are they going to make sense? We've got to pray over them. Read it again and again today and say, Lord, give me just a little bit of an insight. Now, the historical part helps, right? To have Albrecht Dahl's article about this one monotheist who changed the world. To have a knowledge of the Jewish tradition about the moments when Abraham was granted a vision of all that was going to happen. It helps to understand, but the claim is the same. Before Abraham was, I am. And I am the one who died for you.